Welcome to Living a Simple Life with a Back Porch View. Thanks for stopping by. Grab a glass of lemonade, pull up a rocker, and join me for conversations about living the simple life. Go ahead, get comfortable and settle in for a good visit. It's time to relax and enjoy.
Have you ever had this really great idea to do something, but as hard as you try, you can't get past the first initial thought? As hard as you try, you just can't see it. And for many of us, we need to be able to see what we want if we ever want to accomplish it. If you love the idea of living a simple life, or if you're in the process of learning how to do it, but just can't quite see exactly how you want it to look, then a great solution is for you to create a vision board or a vision notebook. Both a vision board and a vision notebook are very similar in design. With the board, you can use a piece of poster board or even a wall in your house. With the notebook, you keep it all neatly contained in a three-ring binder. However, before you choose which one will work best, it helps to know what this really is. Just to keep it simple, from here on out, I will primarily refer to it as a vision board. Trying to use both terms may get a bit complicated and confusing. A vision board is a way of using images, quotes, or even small objects that reflect your ideas, goals, dreams, or passions, and placing them all on a board, then putting the board somewhere you can see it every day. It can be done on a general basis or project specific. You can also use sticky notes if you prefer. I like using images, though, as they help me to actually visualize what I want to accomplish. For instance, if you want to live a simple life, your generalized vision board may contain images of a home, garden, happy family around the table, or a craft pattern. As for quotes, these can be something that resonates with your goals or even a Bible verse. Small objects could be a strand of yarn to reflect your passion for fiber arts, or it could be a magnet in the shape of a cow or chicken to reflect your desire to raise livestock. For a project-specific vision board, you would use the same things, but only include images, quotes, and items that reflect that specific project. For me, a handcrafting vision board would include images of nail binding projects, which is something I'm currently learning, a weaving draft I want to create, or an image of needle felted projects to reflect one of the crafts I still want to learn. Now that you understand what a vision board is, let me jump back to creating a vision notebook for just a moment. A vision notebook is basically the same concept. The difference is your visions are all contained in a three-ring binder. Your notebook still has easy access, but you don't have to search for a place to hang it up as you would with a vision board. And since you need quick and easy access to either one, you want to keep it in plain sight. With a vision board, it would be too tempting to stick it in a closet when you needed to clean up for company coming over. That may make it too easy to leave there. And as they say, out of sight, out of mind. On the other hand, keeping a vision notebook in plain sight at all times is easier to do. And if company's coming over, it may act as a topic of conversation as well. A vision notebook is also a great way to keep all of your visions in one place. Instead of having boards for generalities and specifics, you can use divider tabs for each one. You could also create vision sections. When it comes to living a simple life, your first section could be what it means to you in general. The remaining sections could be broken down into more detail for each of the different categories you're working on. Okay. Now that we have that settled, let's move on to how to create a vision board. The first thing you're going to need are a few supplies. For a vision board, you will need a piece of poster board for each vision you want to create, or a blank wall large enough to tape your images and items to. Since most of us don't have that big of blank wall space or want to tape anything to it for fear of peeling paint off later, try to find one at least large enough to hold your poster board. Another option is to place your board on an easel. If you're creating a notebook, you'll need a three-ring binder, possibly page protectors and divider tabs. Next, you'll need scissors, paper, colored pens or markers, and tape or rubber cement. You can use glue if you want to. However, there may come a time when your original vision shifts somewhat and you need to make a few tweaks or changes. You have a better chance of the image or item coming away without damage with rubber cement than you do with glue. As for all those supplies, we'll talk about them as we go along. Now that you have all of them ready, let's look at where you can find the images you'll need. One of the best places you can start looking is through old magazines. Most of us save at least a few that have articles we want to refer back to from time to time. But after a while, they begin to pile up and we could really use that storage space for something else. This gives you an opportunity to get two things done at one time. Grab a stack of magazines and go through them. Look for any images or articles that would work for your vision board. Either carefully tear them out or use a pair of scissors to cut them out. Then set them aside and go through the rest of the magazines. When you're finished with a magazine, toss it in the trash. You can also go through boxes of photos or do an online search for images that will reflect what you want your vision to look like when you're through. For your own photos, just add them to your magazine image stack. For online images, print them out and put those in the stack. For quotes, you'll need your paper and colored pens or markers. Write down the quote on the paper. If you love calligraphy, by all means, use it to write out your quotes. If you don't, you can always use your word processing program or a graphics program such as Canva to create them. Once they are ready to go, then cut them out so they're big enough to read, but small enough to nestle in among the images. As for your items, you may need to use either tape or rubber cement to adhere them to your board. Some items, let's just say a wooden spoon to reflect your desire to learn how to bake bread, aren't too heavy to hold, but are too heavy to just tape in place and will need extra reinforcement. If possible, keep the items you use as light as possible. Instead of a wooden spoon, try a plastic teaspoon or an empty but clean envelope of yeast. Small snippets of yarn can be easily taped next to a craft project. If you love mosaics, use rubber cement to add a small tile or two. Once you have your images and items set out, it's time to start placing them on your board. And this is the fun part. There is no placement that's set. Instead, you can arrange and rearrange your items in any way that will resonate with you. Once you have it the way you like it or you want it, then you can start gluing or taping them in place. Okay, you now know what a vision board is and how to create one. But do you know why you're doing this or what the benefits are? For starters, a vision board acts as a visualization of your goals and dreams. I may say I have a dream of learning to live a simple life, but that can be a rather broad concept and difficult to wrap my mind around. Instead, when I create a vision board for a simple life, I can see what it will look like to me. My vision board would have images that reflect my home, family, garden, livestock, food preservation, handcrafts and DIY projects, community activities, and my faith. Knowing what your goals and dreams will look like when they're reached goes a long way towards getting you started. A vision board also acts as a roadmap for your journey. It helps you to find direction for where you want to go next. Each section of your vision board can reflect a destination. You may have images of seedlings and a seed packet on the far left side, which is where you would begin your gardening journey. In the middle, you may have images of a productive garden, and on the far right, images of home canned items along with a recipe or two. The images and items can create excitement and motivation. When you look at each image, it increases your enthusiasm and determination to realize your dream. This is also a great way to keep you focused on your goals. Whether you use a board or a notebook, make sure you take time each and every day to look at it. Reflect on where you stand, what your next step may be, and even on how far you've come. A vision board offers encouragement to help you reach the goals you've set for yourself. Vision boards also act as a reminder of your priorities. They help you clarify what you want and give you the encouragement you need to follow through. And the best part about a vision board is it reminds you of just how successful you are. With each vision you complete, you can set that one aside and create a new one for the next destination in your journey. Over a period of time, and this is especially helpful when you've hit a lull or an obstacle that seems impassable, you can go back and look and see just how much you have accomplished. This may be just the thing you need to help you push through the difficult moments. Whether you are just starting out on your simple life journey or already well on your way, a vision board can help you keep on task, motivate you to move to the next level, or help you to overcome any roadblocks you may encounter along the way. And with each goal or dream you reach, be sure to look back over that portion of your vision board. Take a moment to reflect what it took to accomplish it and pat yourself on the back for a job well done. And when you get your vision board done, be sure to take a photo of it and send it to me at julie@thefarmwife.com or to thevirtualporch@gmail.com. I would love to see what you create. If you want to learn more about living a simple life, just visit my website at www.thefarmwife.com. If you're enjoying listening to these podcasts, you can support the show by clicking the support button in the show notes. When you do, you'll be helping me continue bringing you fun and helpful ideas for living the simple life you love. If you have questions or just want to stop in for a visit, you can do that through email at thevirtualporch@gmail.com. And be sure to subscribe. You don't want to miss a single conversation. I'll be sitting on the porch every Monday morning waiting for your visit. Thanks again for stopping in. I'll see you next week on Living a Simple Life with a Back Porch View. And while you're waiting for the next episode, grab that glass of refreshment, pull up a rocker, and sit back for a while. It's time to relax and enjoy.